So their devotion. So the commitment then to God is a devotional statement that I am what I am and all that I do is for thy sake, O Lord. Not that God needs it. People think worship and all that sacrifice is giving something to God. Guilt, penance, wearing ashcloth and ashes and crawling on your knees till they bleed across the cobblestones, which we've all done in some lifetime, doesn't turn God on. Man, I get off on suffering, you know what I mean? What is he, weird? No, it's because in our own belief system then, our understanding of God or misunderstanding of God is that we do this out of devotion to God. So, you become a true spiritual seeker, you really are sanctifying your whole life and everything in it to God and to the service of truth, and that which makes the presence of God more apparent to others. When you sanctify all that you do, then you take it from the mundane into a different realm. Because you're putting it in a different context. And power comes out of context. It's the context that gives all that exists its power. It's out of context that you survive from moment to moment. Once you see, in a near-death experience, you become aware of that. That which you are is always existence, and its survival was never threatened in the first place, and all the worries you ever had were ridiculous. If karmically, when you leave this world is already set, which it is, then obviously you had to get there. In order to die at a prescribed point in time, you must have survived long enough to get there. So you can quit worrying about survival, because between now and the time you die, your survival is guaranteed. That's a true statement, resist. That's a true statement. Between now and the time you die, your survival is guaranteed, so stop worrying about it. Whether you go from this or go from that, it's irrelevant, isn't it? I mean, when you go over a cliff or whatever, it doesn't really make any difference. Huh? We've said that before, that the time of your death is already karmically destined from the moment of your birth. Huh? Let's ratify that. That is still true, is it? Still true. To know that when you leave here is already preset, you can quit worrying about it, you know? Once you do this, you live longer. Do that, you live longer. I mean, it's absurd. How are you going to get out of this world, folks? I mean, they close all the doors. You can't die of this, you can't die of that. I mean, what's going to happen? You're going to become immortal? Can you imagine what you're going to look like when you're 150? I mean, like all these guys killing themselves for God. And then they're going to get 70 virgins when they get there. I always joke, yeah, but they're 900 years old. Heaven is not really a bordello, you know. All right, so humor about it is better than being angry, being vicious, because humor is a form of compassion. You understand that people who are innocent are easily misled. They're easily taken over by that which is ungodly. And the most common way to take over that which is God, the most common way is to claim the name of God and then be up to something horrible, but do it in the name of God. So, anyway, that which usurps the name of God has its own karma to account for. And that was why the first question we got was no. People who do that are not destined for enlightenment. To rape of the innocent, spiritually innocent, with that which is fallacious and leads in the opposite direction. Must have a comma too horrible to think about. I don't want to even think about it. Then we get very specific questions. Spirituality, then, to be a seeker, to be a devotee, whatever you want to call it, to be a monk, to be a layman, to walk about in a contemplative state no matter what you do, it's because you've contextualized your life in a different manner. Once you've sanctified your own life, and I surrender my life to Thee, O Lord, you can talk about love, but when it takes over, you can't talk anymore. The surrender to God at great depth is overwhelming, and that was what brought on the state that occurred in 1965, and swept away everything for many years. Yeah. So. We'll go back to some specific questions. Let's see. You lose your sense of humor, you're gone. Oh, now I'm better. Okay. That's right. Not everybody's going to get enlightened. Not you, boy. Ah, okay, now we're back in the Rancho book. Well, we get asked a lot of details, specific gurus, specific books. We're working now. We just finished Sonia, God bless her, is finishing the final manuscript, and I don't know what I was talking about. Oh yes, and then after we finish that, we're already halfway through another book in which we do about 1,000 calibrations, because first of all, not everybody's got the time to do them. You know, you got to go to work, you got family and kids, you can't just stand around calibrating stuff all day, and then people don't have faith in their own capacity; they want confirmation. So we're doing about 1,000 calibrations of things that we think would be of interest. It's like you're going from black and white into Technicolor. When you add calibrations to everything that ever occurred, from the great pyramids to all the great cathedrals, to the great composers, to all the great philosophers, scientists, works of art, music, not only throughout history but contemporary, you get a totally different understanding of life and its expressions. Totally different understanding, much greater depth. You finally go, oh, I see, oh, I see, oh, I see. So we feel that it's a great, just going over the numbers, just to read through the numbers, you go through an aha experience. The first time I was at the time a teacher of the Course in Miracles, and I had a secretary back east, and we were comparing, she was making a list of ego positions and their spiritual corollary. And as she was typing it up, she went into a bliss state. She wasn't even interested in the subject. She said, I just... Oh, God bless her heart. And she was my secretary back east for some 20 years. So, anyway, she just blissed out just from the material. So, I feel it would be greatly valuable. We're trying to figure out how to write it without hurting anybody's feelings, but I don't know if that's going to be possible. We could just stick to dead people, but they got descendants. You know, my great-great-great-grandfather was... So, anyway, how to express that.